The term humanities refers to a branch of knowledge that generally includes languages, literature, the arts, history, cultural studies, philosophy, and religion. While the study of humanities peaked in the United States in the 1960s, it started a steep decline the following decade. And today, science, technology, engineering, and math draw more attention and dollars. That leaves many universities struggling with declining enrollments in the humanities, making those classes an easy target for budget cuts. Tim Clark is a senior at Amherst College, a small liberal arts school in western Massachusetts. He's studied Latin, Greek, and archaeology. He says thanks to those classes, he's not the same person he was 4 years ago.
My studies in classics and in history really changed how I think, how I look at the world, and have really taught me how to see things, not in sort of clear answers, but to try to see all the different elements of an issue. The liberal arts college teaches you how to analyze materials and how to be a critical thinker.
However, Clark says many people don't see the benefits of studying humanities.
When I say I'm a classics major, a lot of the people say, well, what are you going to do with that? All of the information that you're being taught is irrelevant to the modern world.
There's no question that more graduates in the science and technology fields are essential, but the study of culture and the ability to write well, to think well, and to interact well with others, all of those things are equally important.
Carolyn Martin is president of Amherst College. In her previous job as chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Madison, Martin says she felt under pressure to defend the importance of humanities. This year, she serves on a commission for the American Academy of Arts and Sciences that is examining the issue.
I think we need all of the areas of knowledge not only to be well-funded, but also to ensure that all young people have the fundamental skills that pertain to each of those different domains. And also, by the way, the humanities are really the integrative arts. Without them, I think science and technology would feel quite empty to people, and the question of how to put technology to human uses will be a very urgent question in the absence of the study of culture.
Not everyone feels that way. In October, for example, Florida's governor said the state's tax dollars should bolster science and high-tech studies, not, quote, educate more people who can't get a job in anthropology, unquote. Since state governments control nearly two-thirds of all higher education funding for public colleges and universities, their embrace of or disregard for humanities can affect the future of the liberal arts.
I think the critical question is, what are the certificates and degrees and certifications that states need to really meet their economic demands both now and in the future?
Travis Rendell is spokesman for the National Governors Association. It helps states align their higher education priorities with economic development. Rendell says the association does not advise state governments to move money from humanities.
It's not either liberal arts or the sciences. And I think the challenge and the task that we have is to really strike the appropriate balance. We have to have engineers and scientists that can write, that can speak, that can appreciate cultural and an individual difference and respect it, can work with other people effectively, whether it's people down the hall or around the globe.
But to stay relevant and avoid budget cuts, Rendell says the liberal arts need to reinvent themselves.
For example, can we create partnerships between universities so that we are able to tap into their faculty and share certain courses and programs? Can we use technology to provide some programs remotely so that we can continue to provide these essential programs, but we provide them in a way that fits the budget realities that we face?
The Massachusetts Commissioner of Higher Education has another suggestion. Richard Freeland urges students studying humanities to broaden their scope of interest.
At the undergraduate levels, there's plenty of room for students to have a double major or a major-minor combination so that a student could take a sequence of courses in business subject, health sciences subject, or teacher preparation, and at the same time have room in the curriculum to explore some humanistic interests.
And he points out, humanities graduates can apply their knowledge to other, more technical fields.
For example, in an increasingly globalized world, language skills are incredibly important in fields like business, engineering, health sciences. In English, technical writing and practical writing have grown up all over the country. In music, a number of universities have developed a program in music industry for students who love music and want to be around music but aren't talented enough to earn a living as performers.
Finding practical applications, the commissioner says, can help the humanities survive the new technological onslaught and prove that learning about ethics, values, and critical thinking is still relevant in the 21st century. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.